C-17. Tour ship, Southern Ocean. Despite a growing tiredness that was beginning to approach exhaustion, Billy Kendrick sat in a quiet cabin looking into his computer's webcam and tried to appear energetic as he conducted his 9th live interview of the day. Of all the important players in the complicated history of the IDA leak that many observers believed was somehow related to recent events, Billy alone had been physically present to see the Kerguelen bolide. As such, his views on the California fireball were at the top of the wanted list for countless news stations around the world. "I don't know where Montana fits in," Billy admitted for the 4th time in an hour. "Maybe it doesn't, since that was a man-made satellite in a decaying orbit rather than a space-borne wanderer. And you can call me crazy for saying this, but the timing of this satellite thing doesn't feel like an accident." "So what does it feel like?" the interviewer asked, persisting with the tactic of staying out of the way as much as possible and prodding Billy with open questions only when necessary. "Like something big is going on," he replied. "I think it's high time for President Slater and other conscientious national leaders to press for a full audit of the GSC. What exactly are we paying for here? What exactly is really going on in Buenos Aires? Because whether this is some sleight of hand by Godfrey to push for more power, or whether it actually is second contact in the form of a coded message, or maybe even as a precursor to direct contact, the only thing we can count on is that Godfrey knows more than we do. I'm not here to call for further protests, but the question I'd ask is a simple one. Are we okay with this? Are we really okay with a career politician running a global space agency that's funded by national governments, or, to be more accurate, one that's funded almost entirely by American and Western European taxpayers, yet answers to no one? If nothing of note was going on in the sky, this would still be an important question. But with everything that is going on, this could literally be life or death. Well, Mr. Kendrick, we certainly don't want to strike a tone of alarmism or... Listen to me, Billy interrupted. If you can sit there with a straight face and convince me that we have any reason to believe that the GSC is doing everything possible to make sure we're safe, well, then and only then will I let you throw around words like alarmism. But how about realism? How about we start throwing that word around? The interviewer fumbled over a few words while receiving instructions in her earpiece. Live? Now? Yes, okay. Mr. Kendrick, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there for now, but... Of course you are, Billy sighed, only too accustomed to this kind of thing happening whenever he moved towards topics which the news networks would rather avoid. Really, Billy? The interviewer replied in a more urgent and focused tone. Richard Walker is about to begin a live video interview with Joe Crabb. Billy's eyes widened. He hadn't seen any headlines for several hours, so had no idea this was coming, and it was just about the last thing he'd expected to hear. He chuckled slightly through a half-smile. Just very quickly, I want to let it be known that I support the growing calls for the U.S. to withdraw from the GSC with immediate effect, he said. Something tells me that Walker might be about to say something similar, so I just want to get that in first. But yeah, thanks for having me on tonight, and let's hear what the old bastard has to say.